Why have I asked my HVAC guy I found on Angie.com to change my grandpa's trachea tube? Because I was so amazed by how quickly he replaced our air ducts. I knew I could trust him to change Pop-Pop's tube while I was on vacation.
Make it quick, young man.
Aw, see? Pop-Pop trusts you.
I think we should call a doctor.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
Diamond Dynasty has all new Red Diamond cards and World Baseball Classic content in MLB The Show 26. Collect your favorites and compete against the best. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
The Carson and Kennedy Show is back.
So here we go.
On Mix 104.1.
It is Carson and Kennedy. Carson on vacation. So it's me and Dan and Chef Jason Santos sitting in. And this is his favorite thing to do. What do you do and how much do you make? So we decided to bring it back while you're here.
So exciting.
Alrighty. So basically, the premise is you call us. We keep you completely anonymous. We don't ask where you work. We just ask, what is your job? We ask you some questions about your job, about your life, and then try and figure out how much money you make. Easy as that. All right, let's go to line two. I think one person here is going to have an unfair advantage. You are a sous chef.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, that feels like cheating.
Are you my sous chef?
Flag on the play.
He's like, she's like, yes, I am, and this? I don't make enough. So, how long have you been working in that field?
So, I've been working in the culinary field since I was 15, and I'm 28 now. So, I guess like 13 years in the field. I've been a sous chef for probably about 5 years.
You worked your way up.
I stuck with it, and definitely, I did.
Do you work in a restaurant?
Through. I do.
How many seats?
We have about 45 seats.
Got it.
I just need your
questions. I have a lot of questions.
Yeah, bring it. Bring it, honestly.
What kind of food do you serve?
It is breakfast and lunch.
Okay.
It's like upscale cafe.
What is your ultimate dream? Do you want to remain a sous chef? Do you want to open your own restaurant? What is your dream?
I think that my ultimate dream is I always like the idea of having a more like artisan kind of grocery store, deli kind of thing with like, you know, high quality local stuff.
I'm under the impression that chefs work a lot of hours. How many hours do you work in a week?
So I am on salary, and my salary is based on 45 to 55 hours.
But how many do you work?
Probably around 50 hours on average.
How many cooks on the line per shift?
It's usually me and one to two cooks.
Gotcha.
So is that a relatively small kitchen then, Jackson?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Is your kitchen like the Bear?
I get this question all the time. I guess it depends on like in what way. Obviously, like the lingo and all that kind of stuff you see on the Bear. Like I like to think it's actually pretty accurate compared to, you know, other chefy movies or TV shows. But I try not to be as intense as the Bear can be.
Well, we like that. All right, Jason, you want to go first?
I'm gonna say 70,000.
Okay. Dan?
I feel like, I don't know why, I have no basis for this, but I just feel like you're going to make less as the breakfast and lunch person than if you're doing like dinner.
Uh-huh.
So I'm going to say, I'm going to price is right a little bit and say like 77.
All right. And I think breakfast is the most important meal of the day. I'm going to say 80. What you got?
I make $52,000 a year.
We need to find you a new restaurant.
You should apply at Jason's restaurant.
I can definitely do better. Come see me.
Drop us an email, girl. Well, thank you so much for sharing. We do appreciate you. Have a great day.
You too, guys. Bye-bye.
We chef.
All right. Hurt. All right. Line four, Dan. We have an animal control officer. This fascinates me.
I have so many questions.
How are you this morning?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm very good. All right, Dan, go ahead with questions.
What's the craziest call you've gotten?
What's the craziest call I've gotten? Oh, my God. There's so many.
A raccoon.
Like, there's a raccoon in my kitchen.
This guy has a
I guess rats. I mean, not rats. Bats in a house.
Bats in a house. Mm. So let me ask you a question about your job. Are you the person that is out there doing the work? Do you have to go pick up animals on sides of roads, or are you in management?
I am the person that goes out.
Are you hourly or salary?
Salary.
How long have you worked as an animal control officer?
Less than a year.
Ooh.
Do you need some kind of like formal education or just on-the-job training?
It's not required. There's one state required class that you have to take, but then there's also a Massachusetts Animal Control Academy that I went through.
How did you end up deciding you wanted to wrangle varmints?
Can you come get my dogs?
I've been in the animal welfare field for 25 years.
I see.
And this job came up, and I said, you know what? This would be good for me.
Do you work, 9 to 5 hours? Do you work shift hours?
I work 8:30 to 4:30, but I am on call.
Is this like a statewide thing, or do you work for a specific town?
Every town and city has their own.
Do you work for, a rich W town?
No.
Okay.
Do we have those in Massachusetts?
Oh yeah, honey.
You've never been to Wellesley?
Do you rent or do you own your home?
I own.
Are you guys ready?
I think I'm ready.
Sure. I'll start with.
Okay, Dan.
I'm gonna say 60 G's.
Okay.
Jason? I'm gonna say 75.
75. I'll go right in the middle. I'll say 70. What is your salary, my friend?
Close, 69.
Ooh.
Dude.
Okay.
Sorry, I had to say
it. Just saying, you went over, so I win.
Well, thank you for doing what you do. I can't imagine that it's always fun, but
most of the time it is.
Most of the time it is. Well, I'm glad to hear that. Thanks so much for sharing with us. We appreciate it.
You all have fascinating jobs.
We love you guys.
We love you back. Thank you so much.
She walks around with a noose and a net all day long.
Pretty much.
Someone's got to get him.
In a big old truck that has who know what's in the cabinets. Today I had to pick up a pig and a dog and a bat. That's pretty cool.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
We the people of the ballpark are all in on baseball. We deserve dingers and dogs, sunshine and a beat, a place to take it all in. And let it all out. Baseball for the people. Baseball is something else. Visit MLB.com/tickets and spend this summer with us. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter X.com/AI.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.